Welcome to Hearts Alive, a lectionary-based Sunday school curriculum bringing all hearts to Jesus. This week's Bible background is for Year C, Winter, Week 3. Rejoice, Philippians 4:4-7. The big idea. We can be joyful because we belong to the Lord. Jesus is coming soon, and that is good news for us. The memory verse is from Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. We rejoice over Christ's birth every December. We gather with family, buy gifts, and prepare special meals. But Christians have reason to rejoice all year long. We can consistently thank God for His Son and keep celebrating the amazing future that awaits us. How many people would be drawn to us and to our churches if our lives were marked by this kind of joy? Old Testament. The psalmist rejoiced in the promise that God will save us and keep our souls forever. I trust in your faithful love. My heart is filled with joy because you will save me. Psalm 13:5. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Psalm 51:12a. And, but I know that God helps me. The Lord is the one who keeps me going. Psalm 54:4. So, when Paul writes to the Philippians, rejoicing from his jail cell, he is only reminding them of the ancient, God-honoring tradition of rejoicing always practiced by Jews for centuries. Jesus. Philippians is a letter written by the Apostle Paul. In most translations, Paul begins chapter 4 with the word therefore, and it is there for a reason. In chapter 3, Paul explains the hope of a Christian. Despite the false teachings of the Judaizers, these dogs, as Paul calls them in Philippians 3:2, a group of Jewish Christians who insisted that a person must keep Jewish customs, especially circumcision, in order to be a Christian, were robbing the church of its hope and freedom in Christ. Their false teaching emphasized obedience to the law rather than faith in Christ. Paul wholeheartedly opposed such doctrine. He affirmed that knowing and trusting Christ is more important than anything else. See Philippians 3:7-11. We belong to Christ. We are citizens of heaven, as he says in verse 20, and we eagerly await our Savior and the hope of eternal life. Therefore, because of the promise Jesus made about our future, we have reason to rejoice. Our names are written in the book of life. Philippians 4:3. We can always be joyful because we belong to the Lord. Verse 4. The church and the world. We wait for a Savior, but we do not wait alone. When we trusted our lives to Christ, we became God's children. 1 John 3:1. Now, His Spirit remains with us, directing us and reminding us of Christ's promises. We live in God's presence, and we can boldly approach God's throne of grace, Hebrews 4:16a, to receive mercy and help. He provides for our needs while we are here on earth, and He sustains our souls for eternity. Rejoicing, then, becomes an act of faith and an act of worship. Rejoicing, despite circumstances, shows that we trust that His promises are true. It is not easy to rejoice in the midst of something difficult, especially if we have never practiced it. But we can practice in small ways, using the Christmas season as a starting point. Let's remember to thank Him for His goodness in all circumstances. Try it a few times and see what kind of joy arises in your life.
For more information on our children's and adult curriculums, go to BibleStudyMedia.com.